right in the water. Seems to be coming through all right, so keep it up. Well, we talked about bacons and so forth. Now, do you ever let some milk stand a while till it gets thick? And you get,
do what?
Let the milk stand a while and it gets kind of thick.
Clabber milk or clabber? Yes. To make cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. That's when it gets a little thicker, but you have clabber milk,
Well,
not very good. You could have a bowl, you could eat clabber milk.
Probably some of them do. I know, I've heard my grandfather say that they'd have a bowl of potatoes, boil the potatoes with the peeling on the table, and have a big bowl of clabber milk, and each have a spoon, and they dip in the same dish, you know, and eat the clabber milk and their boiled potatoes.
They don't do that anymore.
We never did, but I've heard my grandfather talk about it.
And cottage cheese, do you have any other words for that? You remember?
You have another word for cottage cheese, don't you?
No.
Don't you?
You ever call
it? Not a schmearcase in English. Or German, I mean.
We always call it smearcase.
Smearcase.
My God, we're German too. Now, do you ever put any sauce on do you ever call it sauce when you put a liquid on a pudding? Pour sauce on a pudding?
Oh, yes, caramel sauce.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it dip? Probably sauce.
No, I...
Dope or anything like that?
I don't think you ever... Filling or something like that.
Filling, yes, sir.
Is that a sauce? Filling a sauce?
Yeah.
Caramel filling, yeah, that's pretty good. Put it over.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a word for, if you eat between your regular meals, you have a what?
Lunch. I wouldn't call it, we have lunch.
Okay. Or snack?
Snack, yeah, you could call it snack.
Piece?
Eat?
A piece?
Teeth? Well, no, I don't know.
Probably not. Okay. A bite?
When we are out at the farm making hay, they generally give us a... Or when we're butchering, they come out with a pie and coffee, we call it... Come and have a piece of lunch.
That a lunch.
Lunch.
Somebody asked you, when did you eat? You say, we... At 6 o'clock, we... We what?
Well, we had breakfast at...
Or we...
ate at 6 o'clock.
And somebody might ask you, how often have you...
Washed your face?
Or no,
Why, brushed your teeth?
No, we're still talking about eating.
Oh, how often have you ate? Well, about three times a day. I get blamed for snacking quite often.
But you don't eat. You're getting too fat.
Oh, I think all wives tell their husbands that. Mine even tells me that. If you want some coffee, you go to the stove and say, I'm going to... Some coffee. I'm going to what?
I'm going to make some coffee, huh?
Make some coffee.
Make some coffee.
You wouldn't say, I'm going to cook some coffee?
You was going to make some coffee. I'm going to make you a little coffee. You'd say, That's the word you'd use.
You wouldn't say, boil the coffee.
Well, won't you have a cup of coffee or something like that?
Well, you're going to make it now. You'd say, well, I'm going to make some coffee.
Make some coffee. Do you ever cook a deep apple pie or a cobbler? Cobbler?
Yeah.
You'd call it a cobbler. That's apples and not quite a pie, but how would you describe it?
Well,
we call them apple dumplings.
Make apple dumplings and put milk over them.
We have that for dinner quite often. I like that.
My mother made these. My grandmother did.
Some cinnamon on there, milk, sugar, pretty good eating.
Yes, sir. If you're thirsty, you might drink
glass of water.
You wouldn't call it a tumbler?
Tumbler, well, could, I guess.
Be more likely to say glass.
Glass. Give me a glass.
What's the difference between a glass and a tumbler? Is there any difference?
I don't know. Is there?
I don't think so.